Before I go into 2 Peter a little bit, I think I want you to put something up here for me, David. I put these 6 words up here for you because I want you to understand this. The way the world solves its problems is without Christ. And they have 6 carnal ways of seeking approval, which is why they are always trying to be validated by something, instead of recognizing the core value Christ has put in their hearts. I've got those 6 words up there, and I want to just breathe. This is not my message, but it is on the way. Because I'm amazed at how many Christians make these 6 mistakes anyway. Because all of us can. I hope you know all of us can draw from the capacity of our flesh. I hope you know that all of us can go back to the worst of our flesh if we so choose. I hope you know it's a real mistake to say, oh, how could you have, to a Christian? Because really, quite frankly, thank God they weren't for so long. There are 6 carnal ways people seek approval. And why do they seek approval? Because they wanted to be validated. And if they didn't have a good family structure in which this took place, and if they haven't been willing to live by faith and walk in this new value that God has put on them in Christ, then they're going to just always be trying to get approval. And approval shows up in a very funny way. People don't usually walk up to you and say, would you please approve of me? But they do show off. Now, why do you think people show off? I don't give you 5 or 105. They want you to see their abilities. They want you to know how smart they are. They're saying, look at me. Why should I look at you? Because I need you to look at me. They're showing off. They're trying to find worth in performance. And if you are stuck in this show-off scenario, then I want you to know the secret's out. You're trying to be approved. And the good news is, though you may not have been all your life and warped an entire side of your being, in Christ you have a brand new value that doesn't need approval. And I will deal with this over the next day or two, speaking in Sundays. There are 6 carnal ways people seek approval. Showing off. Number 2, by self-abasement. Shameful service. Self-destructive service, so that you can't resist these people. In other words, admire me for what I'm doing. And it's a false humility. Yeah. Self-abasement, always shaming themselves with you, always counting them as nothing with you, always being under your feet. This is not piety. This is you trying to seek approval. Yeah. It's self-abasement. Now, I'm talking about these things as quickly as I can, but I want you to get them, because they are really an eye-opener. And give you a real picture on your soul. Then we're going to get off your soul right away. Get onto your spirit, man. This matter of carnal favor. Flattery. People always trying to flatter you and to praise you and get a blind conscience just so that you'll admire them and get this carnal favor they give you. It's not a spiritual favor. Oh, they may call it spiritual. They may attach a verse to it, but it's a carnal favor from the flesh trying to get you to like me. So I treat you like this. I do this carnal favor. And there's a dishonest support. They're not being genuine, the little liars. They're $3 bills. The truth be told, when the rough times come, they will walk away from you. Because they're right now feeding on you like ants on a sandwich in a playground at 11:30. They're being nice to you carnally. It's dishonest support. It's do anything with a blind conscience, because I want you to like me. You're desiring a false praise for a false reason. Number 4, what I call overt love, which is a stretching of the overt part. What is overt love? Well, just carnal, sensual, emotional stuff that you pour on people just so they'll love you. And it can even be lewd behavior and lewd innuendos, because I want you, please, to love me. So I'm all nice to you and I'm affectionate with you and I'm sensual and emotional because I want you to love me. And you'd be amazed at the extent to which some people will go in shaming and humiliating and violating themselves sexually so that that person over there will love them. Yeah. Number five, vanity. This is all about pride. It's all about appearance. It's all about possessions. It's all about beauty. It's all about extravagance. It's all about trying to be important. It's all about admire me. Fleshly gratification, vanity. And it's interesting, none of these need to be bad, but they are sure when they're coming from the flesh for fleshly reasons. What I want you to see more than anything in the world is you are just trying to substitute Jesus and what he's done for you. You are actually inadvertently refusing to recognize every good thing that he has done in you, and instead you've gone onto a carnal track to receive this carnal approval in the best way you know how, even though you're sincere. Sincerity has nothing to do with it, because you can do all six of these things sincerely, yeah. And it doesn't mean a thing. We're not talking about insincere $3 bills, but we're talking about people who want you to approve of them by fleshly means. And I want you to know something. I don't care who it is or what they are, but if they're following you and approving of you and saying wonderful things to you just for fleshly reasons and using fleshly methods, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yes.
Two things. It's only a matter of time before you lose them, and it's only a matter of time before you'll be sick and tired of them. That's why stolen sin, stolen wickedness, it only satisfies for a time. You've got to get more of it, and you'll want to drop that. Now I'm going to have to try this. It's the nature of the beast. You and I are new creation. Number six, false religion. Living by guilt, working to please, radical sacrifice, legalism, self-destructive, mindless sometimes, just serving, I come there every Sunday, I do this. Controlling, critical, driven,
yeah.
It's false religion. And so many of our evangelical churches are packed with church members like that. And they hear sermons that spew that stuff out. No one is more miserable, folks, than a religious person. Because you never know if you've done enough. And let me tell you something about human nature. They'll never tell you you have, even if they think you have. Because they want you to keep you where you are, giving, serving, whatever, faithful. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how many people admire faithfulness simply because they're so insecure. Mm-hmm. Not a spiritual reason in the world for it. There's a carnal thing there. It's a wicked thing.